When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
I was on my way home after grocery shopping, and I remembered I hadn't done my art sound-off entry today. And it's appropriate that it occurred to me when I was driving home with a car full of food, because that's the prompt. And I'm pretty sure, so I actually did art sound-off last year in 2022, and I did it only on my Patreon, patreon.com/jersey. I'm going to release all of them publicly in 2024 in the lead up to the release of The Inscrutable Dr. Bear and the Case of the Two-Faced Statue, drbear.com, B-A-E-R. And I think what I talked about last time was, by the way, for anybody who's worried, you're hearing car noises, I just pulled over to the side of the road. I pulled over in a safe space to record this, so I'm not driving right now. As a matter of fact, I'll pull over even a little bit further over. I am not driving while recording a podcast. So, okay. Anyway, back to what I was saying. I know last year I talked about, I think, writing eating scenes into the Dr. Bear book. Oh, there's a dog there that's really upset that I'm parked on the side of the road. I should move my car. Pausing. And resuming. Because, hey, it was that dog's territory, not mine. I don't want to invade anybody's space. Okay, where was I? I know I wrote about how I think about food in my storytelling last time. This time, I think I want to talk about how I'm reflecting on food as a teaching artist who is doing a lot of traveling and teaching 5 days a week. And one of the things that I'm finding with being on the road so much is it's really hard to eat healthy. I have a bag of candy in my car that I was using as like a reward sort of extrinsic motivator for my students. And I noticed that sometimes on my drives home, when I didn't quite have as robust a lunch as I would have liked, I'm dipping into that candy. That's not good. I don't feel great when I eat a lot of sugar. And I also have to think about packing things for lunches that travel well and hold up well and are easy to make, because I don't have a lot of time to really be thinking about packing like a, you know, a whole Lunchables kind of thing. So what I've been really leaning on is overnight oats, which is where you just put some oatmeal in a jar, add some milk to it, and let it sit overnight, and then it sort of, you eat cold oatmeal for lunch. And I've been trying to make it more exciting by adding some fruit to it, some sunflower seeds and some protein powder, so that it's like not just carbohydrates, and with the between the almond milk and the protein powder, getting some protein in there as well. And it's a pretty sustainable lunch, given that it travels well, it's easy to make, it fills me up, it gives me all the energy I need. It's tasty enough. I can introduce some kind of variety in terms of like, oh, I'm adding mangoes this week and blueberries next week, that kind of thing. But one of the things that I don't want to do is I don't want to have to stop on my ride home to pick up something from like Taco Bell or a Burger King or something like that. Nothing wrong with those places. I just had Taco Bell a couple days ago while I was on a road trip. But when I'm driving home, all I want to do is get home. I don't want to stop unless I absolutely have to. Like if it's a bathroom break or if I need to fuel the car, fine. But I'm really intent on, I just want to get home. I don't want to be in a car any more than I have to be. And then in terms of the lunches, it's like I'm in a whole bunch of different schools and I don't know what the food storage situation is. Some of them have an office that's like down two hallways. Some have a where I could store the food. Some have a refrigerator right in the next room. So again, it's all about trying to make this something that if it has to sit in a bag in, you know, underneath a desk in the classroom I'm working in all day, so be it. So yeah, eating, I'm trying to find that balance between making food that's pleasurable for me to have when I'm out, but also low cost in terms of materials, in terms of time to prepare. I don't want to think of it as just fuel, but I also don't want to create something that's so delicate that it's going to be unpleasant to eat if I can't get it to a refrigerator. So, like like the arts, it's like we're navigating a whole lot of different trade-offs and constraints. And with that, I will close and thank you for listening. This is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge, artsoundoff.com. And I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
Boy, the fruit on that tree looks good enough to eat, doesn't it? That's like a lot of things you might find around your house or in your neighborhood. But looks can fool you. Sometimes things that look or smell good can make you very sick. Remember, never taste or eat anything if you're not sure what it is. The best thing to do is to ask a grown-up who knows. Remember, it's better to be safe than sorry. Till next time.